seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام عظم العالم لعلمه ودع منازعته وصغر الجاهل لجهله ولا تطرده ولكن قربه وعلمه.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, venerate the scholar for his knowledge and abandon argumentation with him. Depreciate the ignorant man for his ignorance, but do not drive him away. Rather, draw him near and teach him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when we talk about the beautiful conversations and the beautiful lessons that we learn in the dialogues and the conversations of the divinely appointed imams, of course we come across the conversations and the dialogues of the divinely appointed imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. In one instance, we find that Imam al-Kazim answered a question from one of his companions. And in reply to this question of the companion of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, who had asked him about some general directions, these kind of guidelines for life from the Imam alayhi salam really replied in a beautiful and eloquent and concise manner, a manner which is constant and is repeated in the behaviors and the speaking style of all of the divinely appointed imams and the Holy Prophet Muhammad, a peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. So in reply, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam says, the passage of time is a lesson. Now here, of course, we kind of are able to take two different
views upon this subject. One is that through the passage of time, you learn a great many lessons. Now, if we are to give this possibility that this is what is meant here by the Imam in this conversation, in this dialogue, well, it's true. We need to stop and think about the different lessons that occur within our life and learn from those lessons. But another interpretation which can be taken from this statement is that the passage of time itself is a lesson. And so here, of course, you know, one who realizes that time is passing, and not only is time passing, but time is passing incredibly quickly, and time does not come back. Once it goes by, it does not return. Then we realize what lesson from this idea of the passage of time, this lesson that time is incredibly valuable and we must use our time very, very wisely and use our time for the benefit of the hereafter, which is our ultimate and end goal and our final resting place. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Saudagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imamah of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movements of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. The general public, upset with the conditions they're in, wanting change, they were rallied up in the wrong ways by Banu Abbas and people that were connected to them, and opportunists and commanders in the field through ignorance, through various elements, led to the government of Banu Abbas instead of the overthrow of the government of Umayyads, which was a movement initiated, continued, established by the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, the Imams, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in. It was misled, it was corrupted, and it ended up establishing. It removed the Umayyads, but instead of establishing the government for the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, as he had mentioned, it established government for Banu Abbas. And they became ruthless rulers that were in many ways arguably worse than the Umayyads, although in some ways, in some areas perhaps, the ruthlessness of the Umayyads was unmatched even by the Abbasids, but in certain other ways, for certain other people, for the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, the ruthlessness of the Abbasids was definitely worse than that of the Umayyads, and for reasons that if we put two together, we'll be able to see.
Listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.